and in Baxter in the Morning.
Good morning, K-Fine Country, and good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
You know how we make resolutions, these New Year's resolutions, and the things that we're going to do different and be better about?
Yes.
You know, one of the things, and it seems like it's every year I make the same resolutions. Hey, I want to get in better shape this year. I want to be in the best shape of my life at my oldest age.
It's not about weight. It's about health.
Right. That's what we say. Right. We lie to ourselves about that. Also, I say I want to feel better about myself every day as far as just like healthy and the fact that I got plenty of rest. So we talked about like if I went to bed at 9:30 every night. And then, of course, last night, the college football national championship game is on. And you can't go to bed in the middle of the game, even if it's a blowout.
Yeah, I know.
So a pretty crazy win last night.
Surprising, yeah.
Yeah, Clemson 44, Alabama 16. It was just wild to watch because you're like, man, no team has treated Alabama that way all season. Mm-hmm. And then Hulk Hogan was back on Monday Night Raw last night.
I thought about you. I knew you'd be excited.
He paid tribute to Mean Gene Okerlund. The Bachelor was on.
And I will have an update on that later this morning.
So much to cover this morning here on K-Fine. We appreciate you having us on your radio.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
For some reason, I have weird dreams sometimes, and I hope other people have dreams that are kind of out there and crazy, because I wake myself up now from my dreams, and I'm thinking to myself, man, self, you're weird.
Well, what did you dream this time?
Well, I woke up from one dream, and I started smoking a cigar.
Wait, in real life, you started smoking a cigar?
No, in my dream, I was a cigar smoker. Because, you know, it's like, oh, wow, that would look cool on me.
Yeah, because I kind of look at you and think, he's a cigar smoker.
Then I'll bust out my pipe with my mint tobacco.
Right.
No, but so like one of them, like I start smoking this cigar and I'm trying to be kind of subtle and not let my wife catch me. But then the cigar starts to melt and it turns into what looks like, I don't know, brown liquid. And it starts dripping all over the floor and I have to run to the bathroom.
So did she catch you in
she
your
called
dream?
Me. Well, yeah, because I'm trying to clean it up and she walks in.
Yeah.
And then there's another one that's even more weird than that, than the melting cigar. And that is that there was this blonde girl who was trying to be nice to me at the pool. And she was following me around.
Really?
And it started to make me nervous because I was like, blonde girl, go away.
So
you can't make me nervous because what if my wife sees this?
What did the blonde girl have on?
I don't remember that, but I remember she looked a little bit like Marsha Brady.
Okay.
And I remember as we were walking, she started rubbing on my back or picking at my back for something. And then all of a sudden I see my wife. I said, there's my wife.
And then you shoved her in the pool.
But like, where do those dreams come from?
I don't know.
And why do they happen? And can I confess that on the radio or is that a mistake?
Well, it's too late now.
Because once again, one of Leslie's friends is a podcast monitor.
Is that her official title?
Podcast monitor. So basically, her job is to keep my wife abreast of anything we say on the radio or on the podcast, just in case my wife doesn't hear it.
So I think you should tell her that you love her now.
I love you very much, and I hope that you do not tell her that I had a dream where a girl was trying to pick something off of my back. Because the ultimate dream was that my wife was going to get her.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on Pete Davidson. So there may be a new couple alert. Pete Davidson and Kate Beckinsale were spotted flirting at a Golden Globes after party a couple of nights ago. Sources report that they were flirting at the InStyle party. She was following him around, waiting for him, really didn't want to talk to anybody else. So they didn't show any outward affection, but it seemed like that she was really interested in him. And there's also another eyewitness that said that they were sitting very close on an outside patio area, and she had her hand on his knee. Now get this, Kate is 20 years older than Pete. Now Brandon, I know that you and my husband have a thing for Kate Beckinsale. I even have a thing for Kate Beckinsale. What's your take on this? What do you think?
My take is I need to figure out the vibe that Pete Davidson gives off and the confidence that he has, and I need to steal it. Because so far, in the last 6 months, he's been engaged to Ariana Grande and might be dating Kate Beckinsale.
Crazy.
He's doing something right. Mm-hmm. That's crazy to me.
I know it.
What is it? What is it about him that makes girls think, oh, he's so dreamy?
I don't know. I'd have to meet him.
Do you see it, like, outwardly?
There's funny things that he does sometimes, but I don't know.
Would you, just tell me, do you find him attractive, yes or no? Do you find Ashton Kutcher attractive?
Yes.
You think, oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about Jim Carrey?
No.
But you think he's funny?
Yeah.
Would you date Jim Carrey because he's funny? No. But would you date Pete Davidson because he's funny?
No.
Okay. I don't know if I believe you because you're smart.
That's a weird question. I wasn't ready.
Okay, let me ask you another one. Would you date Chris Pratt?
Yes.
Gotcha gossip on Chris Pratt, and I think I might quit my diet today because there's photos of him when he was on Avengers, right? And he was ripped, shredded. Mm-hmm. And there's new photos of him on the beach with his girlfriend, Katherine Schwarzenegger, and he's not ripped. Many people on social media are saying it's a dad bod. Mm-hmm. And girls are freaking out about it because they find him attractive with the dad bod. And that so bothers somebody like me who's trying to not have the dad bod. And then I see that
it's trending.
He looks good with the dad bod and girls like it. So maybe I just don't worry about it and I just keep growing.
You are 100% correct, Brandon.
I'm going to put up photos on my social media, Brandon on KFIN. If you want to see the before and after, I need your vote. Is it better to be the ripped Pratt or is it better to be the dad bod Chris Pratt?
Gotcha gossip on John Travolta. So he's kicking off the new year with a new look, and I think he should have done this a long time ago. So he shared a photo of himself alongside his 18-year-old daughter, Elle, kind of ringing in the new year. But he revealed that he has a completely shaved head, like completely bald, like Brandon Baxter bald, like Vin Diesel bald, like Mr. Clean bald.
Yes.
So I'm not sure if this is a deal for a movie or whatever, but I think he should have done it sooner. So you have to check it out, see what you think. The photo of the new John Travolta is up on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So K-Fine has teamed up with Payless Furniture and Appliances, and we want to give you the best seats in the house to go see the Globetrotters play at First National Bank Arena January the 20th. It's as simple as going to our Facebook page, like and share for the chance to win.
Facebook.com/KFIN1079.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
So 27-year-old Joe from Port Richey, Florida, went to a cafe at a flea market and ordered a Philly cheesesteak. Those are really good. But they didn't serve it to him on a standard hoagie roll. Instead, for whatever reason, they served it on a sesame seed bun.
What?
I know, right?
You can't do that. It's not the same.
That's what Joe thought. So he started freaking out. He started yelling at the people working in the cafe, and other random people at the flea market were getting upset. And it got to the point where they had to call the cops. So when the cops got there, they found that Joseph was very intoxicated and he was still yelling. So he was arrested for disorderly intoxication.
Wow.
Speaking of sandwiches, why do zombies go to Subway?
Man, I have no idea why.
Because they like to eat flesh.
Did you just bust out a Halloween joke in January?
And there's even more proof that people are crazy.
You did.
No.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Also, get ready because the Garbage Pail Kid Kelly complains. Complaining Kelly is back 2 days in a row.
I'm not complaining.
You're complaining.
No.
You're struggling. And as I said, the struggle is real.
Well, it is. And just like it seems like everybody else, I'm on a diet. And a decent diet. Not one like one that I don't have any leeway. So there's some leeway. So if you happen to see me at a basketball game eating from the concession stand, maybe that's my cheat day. So don't come up and say anything to me.
No, you shut up. Because I do not believe you. They're not going to say a chili dog is okay on your diet.
I didn't know. Okay, number one, I didn't have a chili dog. But, okay. So my son had a basketball game last night, and he plays in Brooklyn. And they won, I will say that.
Hey, congratulations,
yeah,
Kurt.
But Brooklyn has a brand new arena. It's beautiful. It's awesome. But their concession stand is extremely good. Now, there's a lot of concession stands that are good in the area because I go to a lot of concession stands because I'm a basketball mom.
Well, yeah, she tours.
But yes, I tour. It's kind of like that Drives and Dive or whatever that show is.
No, what do you think it's called?
Drive-Thrus and Diners or something like that.
Drive-Thrus and Diners. Who hosts that show?
It's hosted by Kelly Perry.
There you go.
Anyway, so I go to this concession stand just to get like a diet Mountain Dew. Okay. And I did not eat anything last night, but let me tell you about this concession stand. So you go in and it's like a restaurant. You can get mozzarella sticks. You can get barbecue sandwiches, barbecue nachos, meat or sausage and cheese trays with the little stuff that you sprinkle on top.
Are you serious?
I am not kidding. So like, okay, I didn't eat anything last night off my diet, but I'm sitting there with my diet Mountain Dew and people are coming down the stairs and you can smell the barbecue and you can see people's, they have soft pretzels that you can dip in cheese.
And they don't care.
You might as well just go eat a meal there.
They're not even caring.
No.
I need Coach Spear to send me some food right now because I'm hungry right now.
Right. So anyway, if you happen to see me at a basketball game and you see me at the concession stand, please don't judge.
So you're going to tell me right now you did not have any food last night.
I promise. Like
all you had was the diet drink.
All I had was a diet drink. But I sat there and watched like two rows ahead of me. One of my friends had this huge soft pretzel. And I was like watching her eat it.
Like and now that. People are looking at, like, look at Kurt's mom. Yeah. She's so weird.
Look at her staring at everyone that's eating.
Why is she drooling?
Anyway, so I need help.
I think I'm going to start going to games with you.
Just to eat.
Is that okay?
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Wait.
Happy birthday to
Florence.
You.
Well, well, well. Time for birthdays for today, Tuesday, January the 8th of 2019. Local birthdays, local celebrities, here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Emily Broxma of Paragould celebrating today. Natasha Hawkins from Jonesboro. Patsy Johnson from Jonesboro is going to celebrate. Misty Stevens of Jonesboro, happy birthday. Mandy Horton from Black Rock is celebrating today. And Shay Raymond of Pocahontas celebrates as well. And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say happy birthday to all y'all. And you celebrate with these celebrities.
Zahara Jolie Pitt is 14, Brad and Angelina's daughter. Noah Cyrus is 19, that's Miley's sister.
Yeah.
Let's see, David Bowie. I don't know how old he is today, but did you know that his real name is David Jones?
No, I didn't.
And he had to change it to avoid being confused with Davy Jones of the Monkees.
So he's now David Bowie.
Yeah.
That's what made him famous. Yeah. He also passed away.
That's right.
Let's play some David Bowie. Can I give you a little heads up on something? When it shows his birth year was 1947, and the next year it shows is 2016.
Listen, I just had a small mistake, and I knew that.
Well, how old do you think Elvis is today, Kelly?
Well, some people think that he's alive. So, anyway, Elvis's birthday would have been today.
Why are you making this so awkward?
I don't know. I feel like you're making it awkward for me.
Wise men
never do that.
Rest in peace.
Only fools.
So many great Elvis songs, though.
Everybody, let's rock. Everybody,
well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoes.
That's a good
you
one.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. You cry all the time.
Man, you go back through that library, there's so many Elvis hits.
Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lone Street, that heartbreak hotel.
Let's give away a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard. And just a little behind the scenes, Kelly is still mortified.
I would just like to apologize to all the David Bowie fans that I may have offended.
Let's give away a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard. Congratulations goes out to Natasha Hawkins, the winner of a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard and the big 107.9 K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
While so many of us are worried about working out this year, Chris Pratt doesn't care. He's in a new relationship, and he has a dad bod. And people on social media say it looks better when he has a dad bod. I posted the photo on my Instagram story. Check it out. Brandon on KFIN.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music news.
KFIN.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Tyler Hubbard of Florida Georgia Line has posted a note on his Instagram to his 8-year-old self. And I loved it because it talks about how looking back on his life, he remembers playing and running and jumping and building ramps and all the fun he used to have. And his message to himself is to continue to play even when there's work to be done. Never let work become the most important thing. Always remember who you are and don't put too much importance on what you are. So I think it's really sweet. If you want to check out the entire post, I think it's worth it. I think it's a good message for people to see. You can go to the BBITM blog today and check it out at kfine.com, K-F-I-N.com.
Well, Lauren Elena went on a social media break right after the new year, and she made this final post before taking her break from social media. She posted this throwback picture of herself, and it was a picture of her back in elementary, and she wants to show the version of herself she's going to try to find over this break. Here's what she said on the post. This Lauren doesn't care if she wore boy clothes. She doesn't know the future. It's ups and downs. She doesn't know heartbreak or loss. She didn't care what people thought of her or her boy clothes. She was happy and sure of herself. So she goes on to say that she wants to be more like that little girl in the picture, and she's going to try to find her. So Lauren Elena, taking a break from social media.
Also up on the blog today, you can check out this video that Kane Brown posted. He is 12 years old, and he is singing along to Tim McGraw. It's a really cute video. Here's what it sounds like. Again, Kane Brown. He's just kind of looking and smiling. You have to go see it, though, because you can still see. I mean, it's a cute video.
Yeah.
It's up right now on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, K-F-I-N.com. Kane Brown singing some Tim McGraw. And that is your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It was kind of a late night for a lot of people last night. Those of us who stayed up watching the college football national championship.
Mm-hmm.
What about Clemson? 44-16, they
crazy.
Beat Alabama. I think a lot of people were surprised by that. A lot of people today are saying it was a changing of the guard in college football. Here's Scotty McCreary. It's This Is It on the Big 107.9 KFine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I was going back a second ago reading the Tyler Hubbard post from his social media. Tyler's in Florida, Georgia line. So he's talking about this note that he wrote to his 8-year-old self because he went back and he meditated and had this vision of himself as an 8-year-old running and playing and, you know, taking his bicycle off ramps and how free he was, how excited he was. So he wrote this letter to himself. And it's kind of the same thing that Lauren Elena is doing. She wants to go back and find that youthful innocence where you don't care about all the outside stuff.
Right.
If you were to go back and write a letter to 8-year-old Kelly Perry, what would you tell yourself?
Gosh, that is a loaded question.
Because I thought about it.
Yeah.
And I was like, what would I tell myself? I would tell myself that popularity in school doesn't matter. Because ultimately, when you get out of it, like, it really doesn't matter.
That's 100% correct.
But when you're in it, and you're in that deal, and there's a lot of people who are going to school this morning who are in the car right now, wishing they were the popular kid or whatever.
Right.
Much like I did. I wanted to be that cool kid that every girl wanted to date and all that kind of stuff. But guess what? I wasn't that guy.
Yeah.
It wasn't me. But when I look back on it, like, I think, how many people from my high school can I even name? Like, I can't even tell you names. I can't tell you faces. The people who were cool, I can't tell you who were the cool kids.
Yeah, right. And you did go to a huge high school, too. It's basically like a little college.
Yeah, 1,500 kids in my graduating class.
Right.
Plano Senior High School. But I go back and I look at that now, and I'm like, you know what? That didn't matter. And I put so much pressure on myself about, man, I want to be cool in school.
I think the biggest thing for me would be don't put so much, don't worry about what people think.
Yeah.
At all, because that kind of messes with your head, and don't worry about it. Be yourself and just love your friends, love your family, and live life.
Because then once you start worrying about whatever everybody else is going to think of you, then you start becoming what you're not really supposed to be. And I think that's kind of what Lauren Elena was saying in her post. Anyway, both these posts are up on our website right now on the BBITM blog. It's a post from Tyler Hubbard. It's a post from Lauren Elena. But if we can speak to any child in the car right now, any teenager about to go into high school this morning, it's great to have fun while you're there, if you can. But at the end of the day, it really isn't going to matter that much because those people are going to go their own ways and you're not going to care.
You're going to make it.
You get to the workforce and it really doesn't matter. Anyway, go check out those posts. They're up on the BBITM blog this morning at kfine.com, K-F-I-N.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Congratulations to Dan and Shay. Their song, Speechless, has been number one on the country charts for 4 weeks.
Man.
I remember, man, I was right there in Memphis at the Peabody Hotel, and there was Dan and Shay standing right next to me, and I thought I could tell by their tight pants
that they were somebody.
They were somebody because they had big hair and tight pants.
Right.
If I had hair, I'd have big hair and I'd wear tight pants.
Right, of course.
Actually, at one point, I did wear tight pants, and you made fun of me for that.
Yeah, I did. Everybody was talking about your tight pants.
Were they?
Mm-hmm.
Were they saying?
that you just had them on and they were tight.
So embarrassing.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So it's weird when David sends me messages early in the mm-hmm. morning, but he found a statistic that he wanted to share with you and I.
Oh.
Basically, according to a new survey, 49% of people shower once a day, 20% take one almost every day, and 6% take more than one a day. So I exceed expectations.
Yeah.
Because I take a bunch of showers.
I exceed as well.
Sometimes two, sometimes three. Which is like on the weekends, if I get cold or something, like I'm gonna take a shower.
Maybe I'll need a hot tub or something.
Is it weird that I go do that?
I mean, if you're cold, maybe you could get out a hairdryer or I don't know, turn on the heat.
I took three showers on Saturday or Sunday.
Did you work out?
No, I just felt like I got cold and I wanted to warm up and get comfortable again. Is that weird?
You know when you're trying to save too much money by not turning on the heat.
I should go shower again.
Yes.
I run tons of water.
Right.
So anyway, the consensus is among dermatologists that maybe we don't need to shower every day. That's what David was sending me because David's dirty. Right. Let's just be honest. David takes a shower every couple days.
He's got like a film. I don't know, a dingy part to his skin.
Who was the guy from Peanuts?
The stinky. Was it Linus?
Was it Linus who carried the blanket and had like the odor around him?
Maybe.
So basically, dermatologists say you don't need to shower every day because for your skin, if we shower every day, we dry our skin out too much and it could cause damage and drying to our skin. But I'm going to tell you, there's no way I could go more than one day without a shower.
No, me either. I'd feel disgusting.
Because when I've done one day, I'm like, oh my gosh, I feel grimy and stuff.
Yeah, like, oh, it's Pigpen, not Linus, Pigpen. It just came to me.
Oh, so Pigpen.
Yeah.
So David reminds us of Pigpen.
Yeah.
Speaking of David, he also has been blaming everybody for problems he's created at the radio station.
What?
Yeah, and he's going to be fired up this morning that we're talking about this because he called me. He's called me twice in 2 days. Like, mm-hmm. He called me on Friday and yesterday in a panic because the station was doing weird things. Hmm. And we told everybody at one point that the room was having to be rebuilt and they're putting a new control board in here and all that.
Yeah.
Well, there's still wires that the engineers have to finalize. So evidently, for the last couple of days, every time David's in the room, something goes wrong. But it doesn't happen when anybody else is in the room.
Hmm.
But to David, there must be something wrong with the computer.
Yeah, yeah.
We ran reports. Went through reports for hours yesterday afternoon, right? He's trying to show me where the computers are messed up. And there's nothing on there that shows that.
David.
We called two different engineers about the room. And come to find out that it could be David's nervous legs that could be accidentally tripping a wire underneath our desk here that could be doing it. I told David on the phone, I said, David, this doesn't make any sense. It only happens in the afternoons during the week when you're there.
And what did he say?
Well, it's got to be something that shut up in the computer. It's got to be that. So David did it. If you've heard problems on the station, like you heard yesterday, where different rooms are coming on K-Fine from different rooms in the building.
It's all David, the Barrel Boy's fault.
It's David and his fidgety legs.
Man.
So I'm calling him out right now in front of everybody this morning. Whose fault is it?
David.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on Pete Davidson. So there could be a new couple alert. Pete was spotted with Kate Beckinsale flirting at a Golden Globes after party a couple of nights ago. Sources are saying that they were flirting. She was following him around, waiting on him. They didn't show any outward affection, but it kind of seemed like that Kate was interested. Multiple outlets are also reporting that they were spotted getting cozy at the Netflix Golden Globes bash on Sunday night. So they were sitting very close on this outside patio. She had her hand on his knee. Now, the thing is, and go Kate, I guess, she's 20 years older than Pete. So what do you think? Mm. Is Pete Davidson moving on with Kate Beckinsale?
That is crazy to me.
I know it.
And I'm looking at pictures. Now, we don't have one of them together, but I do see them side by side.
He doesn't deserve her. I'm sorry.
And I'm like, what does he have here that's making people go crazy? Kelly.
Yes. Oh.
Oh, he has that?
I did not pass you.
Three any letters, piece of paper. And it starts with a B.
All right.
Put that in. I'm not sure what you're talking about. Stop passing notes. Gotcha Gossip on Chris Pratt, who has been spotted on the beach with his new girlfriend, Katherine Schwarzenegger. And guess what? He's not ripped Chris anymore. People are saying it's the dad bod. I'm going to go ahead and say I don't think it's necessarily dad bod.
He still looks good.
But so I posted on social media on my Instagram story. I posted a side-by-side, the Avengers Chris, who's ripped, and I posted dad bod Chris right next to it. And let's go ahead and see where we stand on this, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to give you a percentage of what people are saying. Do they prefer ripped Chris or dad bod Chris? 70% prefer ripped Chris. 30% say dad bod. So Brandon on KFIN on my Instagram story. It's also up on the KFIN Facebook page, facebook.com/KFIN1079.
Got you gossip on John Travolta. So new year, new look for John Travolta. He shared a photo of himself alongside his 18-year-old daughter, Elle, ringing in the new year, and he has a completely shaved head. Like, completely bald. So I don't know if he's done this for a movie role, but there's been a good response from his fans basically saying, hey, why haven't you done this sooner? It looks great. So if you haven't seen the photo, it's up on the BBITIN blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
And here's the deal with Travolta. Like, his hair has been such a distraction for about 10 years now.
Yes.
It looked like somebody implanted AstroTurf onto his head.
That's correct.
This is a huge improvement.
I agree.
All for the bald guys. Yeah. Hey! Check it out on the BBITM blog at kfine.com. KFIN.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So KFIN has teamed up with our friends at Payless Furniture and Appliances, and we want you to win the best seats in the house to see the Globetrotters play in Jonesboro.
Get this. You'll be sitting courtside in two Catnapper rocker recliners from Payless. And after the game, these two ultra-plush recliners are yours.
Go to Facebook for your chance to win. Facebook.com/KFIN1079.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I've told you for the last couple of days I've had issues with myself. Because I've gone shopping and I bought all kinds of clothes. I bought multiple pairs of pants. I bought about 7 shirts and then I wore them and thought, maybe that's not the right decision. I want to be sexy, y'all.
I'm too sexy.
Come on now.
Is that what you're going for?
Well, for sexy.
Okay, sexy.
The way I'm disco dancing.
Sexy B.
I'm a model.
Maybe that's what you should go by.
Sexy B in the morning.
Maybe
why
not.
Is it funny?
I don't know.
Why can I not be sexy?
That's a weird question for me.
Is it because of my personality?
Maybe.
That's awful. That is so awful.
Well, hey, here, I will say this. So Michael Steele, who works at one of our stations, came in a couple of days ago, and you were really happy about what you had on. And you looked great. You had on a button-up, button-down shirt, whatever. And it was plaid. But when Michael Steele walked in the room, and he's how much older than you?
Probably.
25, 30
no,
years?
No, he's not that. Probably a good 15, though.
Okay. Well, y'all were basically matching.
We weren't matching.
Like, I should have taken a picture of you guys side by side because you had on basically, I think his jeans were Wranglers. But you had on the exact same outfit.
I looked at Wranglers the other day because I thought nothing fits my butt because I have big thighs and a big butt, so it's like I need Kim Kardashian's.
And you cannot lie.
I cannot lie.
So, well, Garth Brooks wears Wranglers.
Yeah,
he rocks them.
Yeah, but there's a certain look. So I'm going through social media this morning and I get very concerned about my choice of outfits. I'm going to send you pictures of two people, okay?
Did you keep the receipts is all I'm asking.
Yeah, they are. Okay. And I haven't taken the tags off because I truly need a stylist. I need somebody who is young and hip to come to me and say, with your body style, this is what you need to wear.
And age appropriateness, right?
And I'm not going to be offended by it. I really
That's
won't,
a lie.
I won't be. Unless they make it dork clothes.
Okay, so what are you going to send me?
There was an event last night in Memphis. Wrestler Jake the Snake Roberts made an appearance. Why are you laughing already? Why are you laughing already?
But why? Okay, just why are you sending it to me? Are you saying that you look like him?
I'm not.
His clothes?
I'm saying clothes
like,
wise.
Do you have the same style?
He is probably in his 60s, right? Mm-hmm. Either he's really hip or I'm wearing clothes that aren't what I need to wear.
Brandon, it looks different on him. Yes, he's wearing t-shirt and jeans like you would wear.
V-neck.
Yes, but
Kelly, I wear this outfit almost on a daily basis.
But it looks different. It looks a little bit different on you.
Okay, let me send you the other one, okay?
Okay.
There was a picture of Bruce Willis coming out of a restaurant where it looked like he was drunk. And he's grown out the hair on the side of his head, so now he's not all the way bald.
Okay,
he has,
I don't want you to ever do that. Don't ever grow out. Don't grow out the horseshoes.
Sometimes I let my stubble grow out a little bit, though.
But like, just for like, start growing it out. Just don't do it.
Not all the way.
Not like not that picture.
Okay. Do you see Bruce Willis?
Yes.
Do you see what he's wearing? It's basically what I wore last week. What am I going to do? I'm dressing like a 60-year-old man. I need help. You're not going to offend me. If you can tell me what I should wear, I am 41 years old, and I want to be hip, but not too hip. Like, right. I don't want to look like I'm trying to be in college, but at the same point, like, I don't want to look like I'm an old, boring guy either.
Yeah.
Because I'm not that. So, am I?
No, not at all.
So, if anybody can help me out, I need a stylist. Do you want a stylist as well?
Yeah, sure.
If I could find us personal stylists.
Done, yes.
All right, we're working on that.
Okay.
Because I'm dressing like a 60-year-old man.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
There's a photo of Lady Gaga where she's celebrating the Golden Globes win, and her fiancé took the picture of her in bed where she has the Golden Globe next to her and a bowl of her favorite food right there with her. And the food just so happened to be Fruity Pebbles.
That's a good choice.
I haven't had Fruity Pebbles in forever.
It's been a long time.
But seeing that picture this morning, I mean, she probably wasn't paid for it.
Yeah.
But it made me want to go buy some.
You should get some.
Because Fruity Pebbles was that one cereal that you could go to that was going to taste really good if you got it really fast.
Yeah.
But if it sat in the milk too long, it got really soggy.
See, I liked the Cocoa Pebbles because then after you were done, you had chocolate milk and then you could drink it.
No way.
It's
yuck.
The best.
See, the milk is what ruins the cereal, but you want it to be a little bit damp.
Damp.
So what I would do is I would pour my milk in first into my bowl, right? Because I didn't want it to get soggy between me walking from the kitchen to the table. So I would pour it in, and then I would take the box with me to the table, and I would pour just a little bit in there, and I'd eat it real fast, and then I'd pour just a little bit more, and I'd eat it real fast. I'd probably do that
really?
Three times. Because I don't like soggy cereal.
Yeah.
And then Kai really got to the point, like Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Fruit Loops. He got to the point where he never had milk in those at all.
My kids weren't big milk fans either.
He just wanted a bowl and to use his fingers like it was popcorn
right.
and eat the cereal. But anyway, Lady Gaga and the Fruity Pebbles makes my list of things I might want today. Not Lady Gaga, but the cereal.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Hey, hit up the Brandon Baxter in the morning blog today and check out what Tyler Hubbard posted, because Tyler Hubbard from Florida Georgia Line says that he went back and wanted to give advice to himself if he were an 8-year-old again. He wanted to give advice to his 8-year-old self. Mm-hmm. And it's a really sweet thing that basically says that when he looks back on life, he remembers being 8 and having so much fun. And at this point in his life, he wishes he could say, hey, man, just run and play and love forever. It's up right now on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
Lauren Alanna went on social media right after the new year and made this final post before taking a break from social media. She posted this throwback picture of herself to show the version of herself she's going to be trying to find during the break. And it's a picture of herself back in elementary school. And on the post, she said, quote, "This Lauren didn't care if she wore boy clothes. She didn't know the future. It's ups and downs. But she was happy and sure of herself." And then she goes on to say that she wants to be more like that little girl in the picture. And she's going to find her. So Lauren Alanna taking a break from social media.
All right, Kane Brown has posted another really cute video, and this one is when he was 12 years old. So he is out there on stage. I guess it's a performance, or else he's in his house. I can't tell by the look of it. But anyway, yeah, it says he's on stage. He's on stage performing a Tim McGraw song. And now the problem is he doesn't really sing that much of it. I think he's having so much fun, and he's so nervous that he's on stage. He kind of just smiles through it. But this was recorded July 23rd of 2005. It's Kane Brown. Here's what it sounds like. Feedback. He's just smiling. It's a cute video. It just kind of makes you happy when you see celebrities in videos from that time. Anyway, go check it out on the BBITM blog this morning at kfine.com, kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Kelly Perry What's on TV tonight?
Well, the second season premiere of Ellen's Game of Games is on at 7 on NBC. That's a really fun show.
Yeah, it is.
Tonight's schedule also includes several shows that are coming back from their winter break. NCIS returns at 7, FBI back at 8, NCIS New Orleans returns at 9, New Amsterdam returns tonight at 9 o'clock as well. And then The Conners at 7, followed by The Kids Are All Right, Blackish at 8 o'clock, and Splitting Up Together at 8:30.
And Dan and Shay tonight on The Tonight Show. With Jimmy Fallon. Hope you guys have a great day, and we'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on K-Fine.